Welcome to the Vogue Podcast. This is Little Jacob in the building, this evening. Enough respect to Ron and the crew.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Vogue Podcast. In this episode, I'm interviewing professional actor and singer Cooley Ranks, who is perhaps best known for providing his voice for the role of Little Jacob in Grand Theft Auto 4. Thank you so much for coming on, Cooley. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Just over, coming off a two-day weekend in Michigan doing some shows with my band, Pilfers.
That's just great. Great to hear.
Good. I'm good.
Well, I would like to ask the first question. When did you get into, acting?
Acting, I think we're all actors in any in any state, if you want to be honest. Everyone's an actor. The stage is just where you perform. I got into acting by chance, to be honest. I just stumbled upon it. Something I always wanted to do, but I just stumbled upon it with this role, to be honest.
And do you still act?
As I said, you know, I'm a performer, so I do that every weekend. Anytime I get on the stage, I act like somebody and I do my performances. So yeah, I act all the time.
Well, that's just great. That's just great to hear because, you know, I think a lot of GTA fans don't know this, but I think you also are a singer, right? So yeah, what can you tell us about that?
Well, I've been singing in this present band for about 25 years. Before that, I was singing in another band for about 4 or 5 years. And before that, I've been doing most of my life. Let's just put it that way. Singing and performing. It's something I've been doing all my life. I'm outside in this restaurant garden.
Oh, no worries.
You're gonna hear the wind and everything else around me.
It's fine. I really love your microphone.
Oh, well, you see, I got a podcast as well. So I am all set up here with my Roland GoPro mix and my laptop, and I'm just doing it off of here.
Oh, really? Yeah, what's the name of your podcast?
It's called Car Sessions 2035. It's mostly dealing with ska music, which is the music that I play and perform. So I bring on ska bands and I interview them, such as yourself, too, but we're definitely on camera. And then we do it live and we have the restream and then we're on the radio at the same time, Facebook, Twitch, and all of that stuff.
Oh, my God. That's just great. I better include your links in the description so that people can check out, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I was taking, so what, can I ask you a question in this interview?
Sure, ask me anything.
Okay. How did you stumble upon me?
Well, I always look around for guests from video games I played, right? And I found out that you have played Little Jacob, right? And I don't usually search up interviews of actors that I'm about to interview, you know, for my own reason. So I was like, okay, I found you on Instagram and there was your email address. So, okay, let me give it a try. I usually reach out to people via their agents or public agents or whatever, you know, publicities and stuff. So, but you had your email there. So I was like, okay, let me see. And you responded pretty quickly. So.
Yeah, man, I'm open. I hardly sleep. Excuse me. I hardly sleep. So when I think you hit me like in the crack of dawn or something, and I was like, yeah, because I'm on my way to the gym at like 4:30 in the morning. So when you're texting or emailing me at 5 or 6, I'm around. I'm awake and I'm totally alert.
Well, that's just good to hear. You know, I think a lot of people will say, but you don't sound nothing like Little Jacob because maybe you don't have that accent on right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think. It was a pleasure to play Little Jacob, but I speak in this manner so the majority of the people can understand me because I was told they couldn't even understand me.
Exactly. So yeah,
I might as well speak English because I was born in England, so I might as well speak English so you know the majority of the people can understand me.
Yeah, but you live in New York City, right?
I live in New York City.
Well, that's cool.
I'm Jamaican as well, so that's where you get the accent. So it's natural that I can speak that, but I was born in England and raised in New York.
Okay. Well, oh my God, that's just great. Great info for the fans if they didn't know it.
Yeah.
So Schwartz Flettermaus is asking, how did you get the job, at Rockstar? And did you enjoy the experience? Would you ever consider returning to the role of Jacob if he was brought back?
I mean, they should have brought me back years ago.
Yeah, I agree.
if anything, totally would be up to do it again. I got the job again. It was luck. It was a luck for me because my friend was doing. He worked at a Vibe magazine and he was doing something. I guess some consulting on the game, and called me. He said, "Yo, you want to audition for this thing?" They didn't tell me what it was. I had no clue what it was. He just said, "You want to do some acting?" Because he always calls me in to do some acting parts, and he's like, "Yo, come on, do this. You can do this." You know, just because of my stage performance and the multiple characters I play on stage. So I just went there and I did it and I failed miserably.
Why?
Like I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. I read the script and I thought I could memorize it and just deliver it like that, bang. But I got there and I just trembled because it was something that I really wanted to do. I was fearful and stuff.
Right.
So it didn't happen. Then I said, listen, just give me a chance and I'll come back tomorrow. They said, okay, this guy's going to come back tomorrow, as I walked past all of the actors that were about to audition. So it kind of seemed like he had it or he just was whack, you know what I mean? So I came back the next day and the same thing happened. I just fell apart. I couldn't remember the lines. But I did ad-lib and I guess it was my ad-lib that made it, because she asked me at the end, she said, "What was that thing that you said over there?" I said, "Well, if I was that character, I would say this, because you know, it's an expression that person would say, because that's who he is."
Right.
And she said, "Oh." So then about a week later, my brother got the job. He's my brother is Batman in the game, like my blood brother.
Right.
And he got the call and I was like, "Wow, that's great. That's crazy. At least one of us got it." And then about 2 weeks after that, I got a call. I was like, "Shit, can I say those things?" I'm like,
"Okay." Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, "Damn, I got the part," which was crazy. And I was supposed to be subservient to my brother. I wasn't supposed to have a big role as I did, but it turned out that way.
You know, we were very saddened to hear when your brother passed, right?
Me too.
It's just really sad to hear. He really was a real bad man, if we think about it.
Yeah, and like in real life.
Yeah, right.
No, that character was not him acting. It was just him being him.
Yeah, and that's just even, greater, if you think about it. Yeah.
That character was just him being him. That's why he got it. He got it so quick. And I knew he would get it because he's so expressive and animated. Mm-hmm. He was always like that. So I knew he would get it before anything.
Yeah, I wish he was here with us right now,
Oh, he's here. He's here when you see me, he's here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, yes, kinda, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So Yate is asking, so many actors and voice actors who have worked with Rockstar have often been critical about their payment and stuff, had some problems with Rockstar. So what did you experience?
Well, to be honest, man, I didn't really care about the money. Money is great, of course we all want money, right?
Right.
But for me, it was an experience to do something that I always wanted to do. I couldn't pay for that. I couldn't pay them to give me the opportunity to do that. You know what I mean? Because I've always wanted to do acting as a secret passion of mine, but I never, actually said it out loud. When I was in England, I used to do acting as a kid. That was my thing that I really wanted to do. And then I came to America and that kind of fell off and I discovered singing.
So you were very passionate about acting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's just amazing. Yeah, right.
So I got this opportunity to do it. I didn't even know what it was, to be honest. I didn't know what I was acting for, what I was doing within the whole game thing. Mm-hmm. They didn't tell you. They just gave you this thing and the script was, you couldn't understand. It was undecipherable. Yeah, so we wrote all of our parts ourselves.
Yeah. So kind of like improvising, something like improvising.
Exactly. Oh. So it was kind of like a script, but it was in mumble jumble. You had to decipher that whole thing. I was like, what does this mean? They couldn't tell you. So I was like, listen, we're just going to, freestyle.
Well, that's a very interesting fact to hear. I mean, no one would expect, some players would expect that it was written from the beginning to the end, like very professionally,
There were some parts that were written, but I mean, you had to go with whatever you had to go with. It wasn't, there wasn't lines that we'd say, oh, say this. It wasn't that. We just had to improvise with some of the things that we could make out on the screen.
Well, right, because you also did the mocap, not just the voice, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Did the motion as well. It was cool. Yeah, listen, it was a great experience. I know a lot of people that were disgruntled. I've heard about it and I've read about it, but I'm not one of them. I mean, give me that opportunity. We look back and we say, wow, we could have been millionaires. But you know what? We did have a great experience and I loved it. So
that's all that matters.
Yeah, you can give me money the next time.
Yeah.
You know, give me money next time.
Yeah. And what accent did you did for Jacob? Can you specify it? I mean, Jamaican.
Yeah, man, that one is a Jamaican accent, brother.
Ah, right.
Real Jamaican accent, real thing.
Very natural.
Yeah, man, natural, because he's a Jamaican still, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just attack English so you can't hear me. But yeah, man, it's a real thing.
You know, I can understand you. So that's good. Okay. So far. I can understand you.
I'm doing it light. So, when I perform, I speak with that person. That's another person who I used to be before speaking, as I'm speaking to you now. Mm. I mean, I grew up amongst West Indians and Jamaicans. So that's how we all communicated with one another. I started singing and my audience was all white, I was told they don't understand you. So I had to switch up and start speaking English so everyone understood me.
Yeah, so right.
It's all me. You heard me?
Yeah. I mean, you're an actor, so of course, right?
Yeah, but it's not acting though.
Yeah, it's not acting, right?
That's who I am. That's who I am to my homeboys, my brethren. That's who I am to, you know, people that truly know me. That's all of them, both of them, all of us.
To the homies, right?
Come on, to the brethren, to the brother.
Right. Actually, there is a message from Edgy Nation Memes. Just tell him a big thank you for doing such a great job.
Yeah, man. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, he's telling you that. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
I think everyone thinks you did a great job, and not just you, but you know the rest of the cast. Amazing.
I think so too, man. I think it was an amazing. To be honest, I haven't seen anything, but I have seen some clips, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it was. I think it was great. I'm sure everyone wanted to get more money and be millionaires and so forth, which would have been nice, but I think that we did some good work, and you know, if people say it stands the test of time, that's fantastic.
Oh, for sure. It was very, very natural, I must say. Really, we enjoyed it.
Those actors, you see the guy that I played opposite Michael? He was really nice to me, because remember, this was my first time doing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I walked into the room, I thought he made a mistake. I was like, they must not know who they got, you know. I was like, maybe they got the wrong guy. And I was like, damn. And I was real nervous. I was like, I should get out of here before they find out that they got the wrong guy. And I was like, nah, it's you, man. You better just chill. It's you. And he helped me out. I was like, I spoke to him and he was like really, you know, reassuring to me. He's like, yo, you're all right. Don't worry about it, man. It's gonna be fine. You're all right.
Yeah, cool. How was the experience of, you know, working with Michael and also the other actors on set?
Like I'm saying, man, it was easy. You know, it's like
having fun.
Yeah, it was like being a kid.
Hmm.
And my, you know, God. I think everybody should get that experience to go back to their child side, because when you become an adult, you don't get to be that person anymore.
For sure. Yeah,
you just have to be. And stiff, then you know, do your job. But everyone should be able to have that time where you can just revert to your child-like self.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I. It's still hard to believe it's been so long since it released. You know, and now we're waiting for GTA 6, and just hoping that you or anyone else would come back from the, you know, cast, and we're just staying excited. But you know,
you gotta start campaigns, man. You see, like what you're doing right here. This is excellent what you're doing right here.
Mm-hmm.
If there's things like this and kind of push Rockstar into the direction that you should actually bring another character back, or you know, these are the things that make things happen. It's public opinion.
You know, I'm starting to get the feeling that Rockstar doesn't really listen to us anymore, because it's been just so long. You know, we got GTA 5 in like 2011 or 13. I can't remember exactly, but we still don't have the next game. And we're just still waiting. And we don't know what's going to happen in GTA 6 if they're going to bring back anyone. It would be great, well, but, you know.
Maybe GTA 7, then. GTA 7.
Right. Yeah. There's always another opportunity, another time, right? Yeah, exactly. So I assume you haven't played any of the GTA games.
I have not played a single game. I'm not a gamer. I would love to be a gamer, but I'm just learning how to work the goddamn computer.
Well, that's not a problem. I mean, gamers and players of the game doesn't always think about. They think that you guys are gamers. You know, you just did the character, but they might think that you guys are gamers, right? So
I would love to be a gamer. Point me in the direction and let me teach me how to work the console, and I'm good.
I think you have about 1 million Jacob fans who would love to teach you. At least 1 million. They just need to find you.
They need to find me.
Yeah.
Right. They need to find me. Where are they? Tell them I'm looking for them.
Listen, guys, we'll include Cooley's social media in the description so you can follow him there and, you know, chat a bit with them or something.
You know, a lot of people, once upon a time, someone just kidnapped my whole name and my whole page and became Little Jacob. I was like, damn, dude. And I spoke to him. I was like, dude, why don't you just send some of them people over here? And you're like, no.
Oh, my God.
Just kidnapped my page. Yeah. Mm.
So, well,
that's why
we're glad it's back.
Yeah. Well, I would love to see a million people on my page.
That'd be just so great, because I don't think you get the attention you truly deserve. Right.
I don't get any. I don't. But, you know, people like yourself, you know, reach out to me, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, right. We need to somehow publicize you, kind of. I mean, I'm just so honored that you're here, that you accepted my invite, right? Because some actors don't want to talk about their game, stuff.
I don't see why you're in the business of being an actor or a musician or what have you, and not want to speak to the people that support you.
Right. Exactly.
It's kind of crazy.
Right. That's right. Mudgeman is asking, how many total hours do you think you did recording? You know, was the process fun and stuff? Like, how long did it take to get everything recorded?
Okay, so we went in there probably like 8 o'clock, and we would finish around 6 o'clock. We did it for maybe 4 weeks.
Oh,
I did any. It was fun. It wasn't tedious.
Right.
I mean, you can go to a job and do things that you don't like, and it becomes tedious. But if it's something that you actually like, then it's like, hey, like I said, you was a kid again, so it was fantastic. I could romp around like that all day, every day.
Right. You know, some people or players would think that acting is a hard job, but truly, if you go in there and do it, you're just having fun. It's something enjoyable. Fun.
You're pretending. You know what I mean? You're pretending.
Yeah. Right.
You know, at least you're not getting hurt being in this pretended world. Like if I was on the streets and I was doing that character, you know, my life would be in jeopardy. But right here, I'm just having fun.
Right. Yeah, actually, Starfly is asking, did Michael Hulick understood what you were saying while filming?
well, he did. And when he didn't, I interpreted what my brother was saying. My brother was very hard to understand. And myself, because I'm always in the music world, and again, I'm speaking to an audience that doesn't really understand me anyway, so I have to I have to speak with them in a manner which, even with the parts, I have to speak to them in a manner which they can understand.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, do you think Jacob's character was a difficult character for you?
No, it was easy. I mean, please. I'm a boss, so I'm
right.
A boss. So I don't even like to toot my horn, but yeah, I'm a boss, so I just played boss in the game, and that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, you did great. I mean, I don't think anyone expected this. I mean, did you think GTA 4 would blow up so much that it did? I mean,
you're not even understanding me. I didn't even know it was Grand Theft Auto. I didn't know when I was doing it. They just told me to act in. So I didn't even know what
but
I was
when it myself. Got released, right?
When it got released, then I knew, oh, this is Grand Theft. I didn't, you know, I saw the game on a billboard to really understand what was going on. I was clueless. That's why everyone else was so angry. You understand what I'm saying? Because they didn't tell us what right. we were doing. So everyone was like, what? That's what we were doing? And that's why people are disgruntled, because it was this huge thing and it was kept a secret from us all. And we didn't get paid in the manner in which a blockbuster movie would have gotten paid.
Right. So I think that's why people are disgruntled. Yeah, right. It might have been a bit unfair. But, you know, what can we do? I mean, the company is working for themselves, right? They want all the money, right? So that's the
corporate. That's corporate, you know what I mean? That's
yeah, right. Exactly. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead. Please go ahead.
No, go on.
Right. Well, we have another question here from Javon. Do you remember any craziest parts about doing Little Jacob? Any crazy scenes? You know, anything?
Yes. The craziest scenes. I can tell you when I had to scream at that girl, Elizabeth, when I had to scream at her and give her that thing, that I felt kind of bad that I was screaming at her, and I apologized to her after the scene. I'm like, oh, your blood. I felt really bad about doing that to her, because, you know, that was a character from my past, you know, that I summoned to do that role. So right. It was easier for me to do it before, but after the fact, it was like, oh man, you kind of harsh on her, you know?
Right. And were there any words about bringing Jacob back? Anything that you would know?
No, I haven't heard anything. I mean, no one has contacted me.
Right.
I can, you know, I'm on social media, so I'm easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any favorite lines of Jacob that you remember?
I kind of like the interaction between my brother and myself on the couch. When my brother was telling him about the drug dealers that he wanted Nico to go ahead and deal with them on the corner. I liked the part when I was speaking with my brother and I was interpreting what he was saying to Nico. What he's trying to say is, and I had to interpret it for him.
It must be so cool to, you know, play in like a part with your brother, you know, like in this be in the same project. Isn't that just great?
Absolutely. That's not even a dream. That's beyond a dream. That was amazing.
Like, yeah, what a coincidence, is it not?
Well, we share the same friends, and it was the same friend that was consulting on the game that got both of us in there.
But I mean, so, they couldn't get anyone better to do it, because you guys were perfect. You know, you two.
They selected us, but they had other people. They had a few people lined up there, and some notable people, lined up. But we were fortunate to be picked. I mean,
yeah,
that was the dice.
And we loved your performances, really. We're speaking out of the heart, you know, me and the fans of GTA. We just very memorable characters, I must say.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
For sure.
Tell everyone big up, see? Enough respect.
And
enough respect.
Yeah. Face MC Shooty is asking, so what is your favorite color?
My favorite color? I think it's blue, you know. I like blue a lot.
Blue is a nice color. Yeah.
Blue's a nice color. I like orange too. Orange. Blue and orange those would be my favorite colors.
Yeah, those two are cool. Yeah. Clear Vitus wants you to say, I just want him to say, one love me, brother.
One love, brother. One love, my brother.
The Jamaican accent is just beautiful.
I think so too.
Yeah. Well, I think that wraps up all the questions that I had.
Thank you. I'm running to my appointment right now. I held up on the doorway outdoor.
Before we'd wrap this up, could you say farewell to your GTA fans in Jacob's character?
Yeah, man. Later, everybody in the GTA crew, you know, farewell. You know what I mean? Farewell and everything. You know, everything nice and everything, Chris. Yes, man. No respect, yeah, man. Bless all.